Good morning. Another video with this microphone, same shirt again, because they are my brand. If we ever want to get into that, I'll plug it one day. My name is Jimmy. Today, I wanted to talk about feeling alone and the power of feeling alone and why you need to be okay with it. So this is something that I'm very passionate about. I feel like I owe all my success of who I've become as a man to being my own best friend and being okay with the darkness that I've had to deal with in life. And it's not a bad life. I haven't lived a bad life or dealt with too much trauma, but my life might be worse than others or a lot better than others. So I'm not here to cast any judgment, but I feel like everyone's trauma and what everyone deals with is valid, no matter how big or small it is. That's why when you hear like the rich kid problems, I genuinely believe that they've got some issues that they need help with, as well as people on the other end of the, economical spectrum. So I believe everyone's trauma is real. So I'll just start off with that. So I think my improvement as a man and who I wanted to be started with a breakup, as most people do. I think that's when we can no longer share our trauma or rely on someone else to bring us up. That's when we really figure out who we are, when we feel like we're alone, although we may not be. And I think that's half the battle. But so the story is, I was with a girl from 18 to 23. She left me on my ass for another man. And I guess broken, probably. Like it hit me quite hard. I don't know why. It was more a existential crisis of not realizing I am the coolest, I'm the man, and everyone wants to be me because I'm with this hot girl, et cetera, et cetera. Who knows? I still haven't worked it out, but it hurt quite a lot. So then you obviously go to being by yourself. When you're in a young relationship, I feel like a lot of men can exclude a lot of their friends from their relationship and what they're going through. And we do it. We leave our mates to go hang out with their girlfriend all the time. That's something that we should never do. I'm a strong advocate for your friends are more important than your girlfriend, not more than your wife. So that's where the differentiating comes from. Yeah, left me on my ass. I obviously, out of that relationship, probably have one close friend, maybe two, that still kept in touch even though I wasn't good to them. So I owe them quite a lot to this day, and I'm still friends with them too, and probably the only two that I would genuinely call best friends. So that's a great premise for a video, that pick your friends wisely because they're the only ones that love you back when things get rough. So after that, I went to Europe by myself. I probably started to enjoy smoking a bit of weed a bit more, which I don't advocate for now that I'm a lot older. I went to the United States, did a lot of traveling essentially. I spent a lot of time by myself. At this time, my parents were out of town more. I'm an older adult. I don't need my parents around. So just imagine like a deep pit that you're diving down. And I think a girlfriend or some sort of success keeps it hidden and keeps a hold over what you've got to deal with. And then once that layer is taken, you start to traverse down this pit. And people turn to all sorts of issues to get out of that pit once they start to realize who they are or what they've got to deal with and what's really inside of them. And it's not until you start to traverse that and become comfortable with who you really are, you start to discover who you really are. And a lot of that is good. Everything in you is probably good. There might be some, I think human nature as a kind, we genuinely believe the things that we believe. And we genuinely believe we're good people. So I'll use like a political example. I think the people that believe in extreme of left or extreme of right are genuinely trying to do the right thing. Everyone's trying to white knight for their cause. And it's not good or bad. It's not evil or good. It's just genuinely what we believe. And I feel like genuinely human beings are good. So in saying that, I genuinely believe I'm a good person. If someone needed something, I'd take clothes off my own back to give it to them. And I feel like you would be the same if you're watching this kind of content. You're probably trying to just get better. And I think that's half the battle of being a better person, is understanding that you need to be good for the rest of humanity. So again, went on the trip to the States and stuff by myself, get yourself into situations where you've got no choice but to go outside of your comfort zone. Life starts there. If you're constantly in your own echo chamber or with your own friends or with the same girlfriend or with the same ideologies, you don't learn, you don't grow, you're not experiencing new things to understand, oh man, this is how life works for these people. I didn't even consider that would be correct. And that's where I think we can't understand the other side of politics, is because we've never lived that life Like, it would be so hard for someone to swing left to right. Like, those kind of people are respectful because they've realized as they've grown up, oh, wow, like, this is how the other people see it. And I might agree with that. So, yeah, this whole video was supposed to be about why they're so powerful of being alone. And it's more that once you traverse this dark, deep pit, you start to understand the layers of yourself and maybe why you act in a certain way and why you are the person that you are. And if you can name the emotions and the grievances that you deal with, I think that's half the battle to understanding how you can overcome them. So if you can understand that, whoa, I was a jealous person. Why was I so jealous? Am I always going to be jealous? Because I don't fundamentally believe people change. I believe that my emotions that I have with my current wife are the same that I had with girlfriends when I was younger. I understand that I am this kind of man now, and I'm accepting of that, and I can share that in full positivity to my wife now. I can explain, oh, I'm a jealous person. Look, this is the way I am. And this is where how I will probably act when I am jealous or envious or greedy or upset or mad or cannot control my anger. People don't fundamentally change. We can just accept the things that we are. And then we need someone else to love us despite of those things. So those are the positives in becoming who you are and understanding who you are. And I think that's something every man has to deal with. And it's just unfortunate that it takes a breakup or something like that for us to go down the route of trying to figure out who we are. So that's the video for today and my points of today. I'm speaking a lot about my early 20s, but I guess it was marred by a breakup. So that's what I can really talk to at that point. Might have to speak some positives about being on your own. But that's today's video. Peace out. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Thank you for watching. If you've gotten this far, leave a comment to see what we can talk about, or like and subscribe, as all YouTubers say. Thank you very much. Have a good one.